Okay, so let's talk about the Celtic Cross tarot layout now, or tarot spread. Pay careful attention to what I'm about to say, because I'm about to tell you, using words only, how to lay these cards out. So you may want to have a pencil and paper ready. Unlike the horoscope spread, this one can be a little more tricky. So I want you to be able to understand exactly where the cards go. So you may want to pause the recording and get something to write with. First of all, you're going to shuffle the deck, and you're going to draw 11 cards. 11 cards. The first card you're going to put down is the Significator. So you're going to lay the Significator card in the center of the table, or if you're working on the floor, that's fine, somewhere so that you can put plenty of cards around it. The second card you're going to put down is actually the first card, so we're not counting the Significator as the first card. So there are 11 cards, you've got the Significator down, now we're going to start counting from 1 to 10. The first card you lay over the Significator. The second card you lay over the first card, but you lay it horizontally rather than vertically. So all of these cards should be laid vertically. In other words, one of the thin sides is pointing toward you and one of the thin sides is pointing away from you. The thicker sides are pointing to your left and right. That's what I mean when I say vertically. So you're going to lay all the cards and all the readings vertically, except for the second card in the Celtic cross spread. You're going to lay it horizontally over the first card. The third card you're going to lay below all three of those. So you've got a little pile of cards now. You've got the Significator, you've got the first card, and the second card, all in a little pile. The third card you're going to lay beneath them. So if we're forming a clock again, this is going to be the 6 o'clock position. The third card is at the 6 o'clock position. The fourth card going clockwise now is at the 9 o'clock position. The fifth card is at noon up top. The sixth card is at 3 o'clock on the right. Now to the right of all of that, you've made a cross now. To the right of all of that, you're going to make a straight line. Starting from the bottom, and we're to the right of the cross now, starting with the bottom and lined up with the number 3 card. Remember, the number 3 card is at the base of your cross or at the 6 o'clock position. So parallel with the number 3 card, but about a foot over to the right, is the number 7 card. And on top of the number 7 card, meaning above it, you're not laying any cards on top of each other now, just that initial pile of 3 cards in the middle. But above the number 7 card is the 8 card. Above the 8 card is the 9 card, and at the top is the 10 card. So you should have a cross, and you should have a straight line. And if you had to say it spelled something, you'd say it spelled T-L or T-I. It looks like a T with an I next to it, or an L next to it. A lowercase T with an L next to it. So let's talk about what these cards mean. Remember, the Significator is a summary of everything that's going on. The number 1 card, which is on top of the Significator, is also called the cover card. And this really gets to the essence of the question. It gets to the essence of the challenge at hand. It presents the current state of the person you're doing the reading for. And if you're doing the reading for yourself, it presents your current state. And it talks about present influences, things that are happening in the moment that affect the question and affect the person being read for. So this shows where the person you're doing the reading for is in relation to the question. The second card, which goes on top of the first card, forming the top of that pile of 3, is called the cross card, because you're forming a cross with it. You're laying it down horizontally. The cross card shows the nature of the opposition or obstacles, or if there are no obstacles, it reveals that as well. It talks about what may help or hurt the person you're doing the reading for, and the challenges that are in the way. So this card will show difficulties, challenges, conflicts. It'll show things that need to be confronted. But it also shows resources and opportunities. Remember, the tarot is overall very positive. The tarot wants to end on a positive note. You can change the future in this way if you do something different now. So if there's a positive card in this position, the number 2 position, top of the pile of 3, there are very few obstacles. Very few obstacles means that there's opportunity, growth, and support. A negative card means that there's some block here. There's some challenge going on. The number 3 card, which is in the 6 o'clock position, represents what is beneath you, meaning what's the underpinning, what's the motivation, what's the repetitive behavior, what are the past experiences, which past experiences are affecting the present. So this gets to the root of the matter, the foundation of the situation. The 4th card, occupying the 9 o'clock position, this card shows things that are just finishing up. It can refer to situations, communications, feelings, events, even dreams that have been happening recently. The 5th card, which is at the 12 o'clock position, above all the other cards, and lined up, by the way, with the 10 card. This shows the avenues of development, the possibilities, the options, the goals, the ideals of the person being read for. It also reveals a different possible future and talks about possible different directions to take. It also indicates the best thing that could happen from the situation. So, this is some strong advice. If you do things correctly, you just might have this positive result. That's what that card's saying. So if you're looking for advice, this card is going to give it to you. Again, that's the number 5 card at the top of the cross. The 6th card, occupying the 3 o'clock position, talks about things that will be happening soon. These may be situations or ideas or people that are coming into the life of the person. And this will happen within the next few weeks. But the way these events are handled will affect the possible outcome, possible future. So that's it for the cross. Now we're moving over to the straight line next to the cross. Starting at the base of it, the number 7 card, this represents the self. It's where you are, or where the person you're reading for is. It's about secret wishes, attitudes, feelings, how you view yourself, and your general state of mind. The number 8 card is right above the number 7 card. And this represents the environment around you. What is around you? Now, when I say you, of course, I'm not going to keep saying it, but I always mean the person you're reading for or yourself, whoever the reading is for. So from now on, I'm just going to say you. So it represents the opinions of coworkers, friends, and family, anyone involved in the situation. The situation meaning what you're doing the reading for. It also talks about outside factors, including where you live, that might affect the outcome. The 9th card, which is right above the 8th card, is about expectations, fears, and hopes. So positive cards show positive hopes, positive wishes. Negative cards show fears and doubts. The 10th card at the very top of the L or I next to the T or cross represents the probable future, a final outcome, the most likely result. This is what you've been leading up to. So as you're reading cards for someone, you're leading up to this. You're building a case, essentially, for why this is the most probable outcome. So it helps to be able to look ahead and see what it is when you're doing a reading so that everything you say can lead up to it. Otherwise, you might be talking in one direction and the cards are actually going to end up in a different sling. Giving advice. Humanitarian ideals. 11, the first master number. Remember, there are two master numbers, 11 and 22. 11 is the number of illumination or energy or creativity or inspiration. 11 has a lot of energy. 22 is also called the master builder. Achieve success on a huge scale. So now you know more about interpreting the cards. So we're almost halfway through the program. And you're almost there because I want you to write down 5 more points. 5 more things that you got from the program. 5 more points that came to you during the second half of this module. Go ahead and write them down now as I'm silent. 5 things that either I said to you or that came to you while you listened. Good. Now, I want you to take point number 1 and elaborate on it as I am silent. Good. Now take point number two and fill it in. Elaborate on it. Point number two, elaborate on the point that you wrote down and make it real for you. Go ahead and involve emotion and a plan if you want to. Elaborate on point number two as I'm silent. Good. Now I want you to elaborate on point number three. Take point number three, what you got from the second half of this module, and elaborate on it as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number four and elaborate on that as I'm silent. All right, now take point number five and elaborate on point number five while I'm silent. Good. So now you have 5 points from halfway through the module, 5 points from the other half of the module, and you're only halfway through the program. You have 10 things with elaboration that you can use once you're done with this program. All right, let's get back to it.